Welcome to the 5 o'clock shadow. Having a look at the last day of the trading week with me is Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. Greg, I want to read a letter to you before we get to the markets and before we get to the United States. I want to get a letter out, and it says here, the board met on the 1st of February 2019 for its scheduled board meeting. After dealing with its normal business, the board held an in-camera session where it reflected on the various events in the recent past. It goes on to say the following: it is inevitable that these events have destabilized the institution. There have also been various allegations against at least four directors for now. Our assessment is that this may not be the end. There is clearly a concerted effort to discredit the board of directors to an extent that there cannot be any credibility to the work that it is executed in fulfilling its fiduciary responsibilities, and therefore they asked Tito Mboweni to remove the board. And that's the PIC, South Africa's biggest fund manager. The PIC's board gone.
Yeah, that's huge. It's a massive story to break late on a Friday. They're managing 1.6 trillion rand, Lindsay. So it's a massive responsibility. And you know, the integrity of that kind of thing, you know, it's people's pension funds, government employees, teachers, policemen, that kind of thing. People which are going to be retired in 20 years, and they need to make sure that that money is invested correctly. Sometimes we get a bit flippant, but I mean, 1.6 trillion, it's just enormous. I think it's the biggest fund managing business in Africa, for certain.
Yeah, I mean, what happens now? That's the board of directors. That's not the investment board, though, surely. Surely there are people behind the scenes who are making the decisions on whether to buy Naspers or sell ArcelorMittal, that sort of thing.
Yes, I mean, one of those things that, I mean, we do a lot of business with them, and which we're never really sure who's making the investment decisions. We are on the execution end and so on. But there are no superstar fund managers, you know, well-known names that anyone's heard of that's there. Actually, David Bullard was quibbing with me on Twitter, and I was tweeting about the Raging Bull Awards, which took place on Thursday. But he said, oh, how come there's no mention of the PIC? It makes, you know, it's obviously a joke, but it makes a very good point. We need to know who these people are that are making these investment decisions, really, because it's a huge amount of credibility for the market at stake.
Yeah. Okay. Well, obviously, there'll be fallout. I just wonder who takes their place, because the skills are gradually being eroded over the Zuma years, haven't they? I mean, all the Zuma people that were in place that actually maybe had some qualifications but had the dubious morals have all gone.
Really is a case of, and it's a global theme, it's certainly a South African theme. We need strong leaders. We need people that can make decisive, intelligent decisions. And that seems to be something that the world is short of at the moment.
Maybe there's a place for you there, Greg.
I'm sure they've got my number.
Greg, what else happened today? The United States of America during the month of January created 304,000 jobs outside of the farming sector. I mean, that is unbelievable. It's now 100 months in a row that they have created jobs. 100 months. And I did some calculations. I got my computer out and I divided 100 by 12, and 12 eighths are 96. So it's 8 years and 4 months. It's unbelievable.
Really an amazing number. Just beyond anything of the market's expectation. The forecast was for 165,000. It should seem, but really, to go to 304, just incredible. And I suppose that's the thing, you know, you learn in a university with, you know, cyclical upturns. But, you know, I think Mr. Trump's come in, and he's obviously going to claim all of this. But the cycle was turning as he came in. And, you know, they come out of a recession a few years ago, but just creating an incredible amount of jobs.
Yeah, very good indeed. Market doesn't know quite what to make of it. The shares are mixed at the moment. Amazon came out with some numbers that didn't excite the market, so that's put some pressure on the S&P, so that's not going up. But anyway, it's generally been a really, really good week for the Dow Jones and the S&P, so we can forgive them for having a day off, especially ahead of the Super Bowl on Sunday between the Patriots and the LA Rams. The LA Rams shouldn't even be there. We know that. We've all seen the replays, but it's going to be a good game. It's going to be good for the advertising industry as well. 5.25 million per ad during the Super Bowl, Greg, and it goes on for about a week, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a hell of a long sport, really. I've been to a few games, and you find yourself, you know, leaving after 20 beers, but this can go on for 4 hours. You know, much like a one-day cricket, really.
Yes, indeed. No, which I'd rather watch. Greg, on the market today, on the JSE, pretty muted stuff. Around about 11 billion less value traded going through today than yesterday's bumper session. ArcelorMittal trading update. The market liked it.
Yeah, it was interesting. That sense announcement came out quite early this morning. We just happened to be having a Kratos in sort of investment committee meeting, and I sort of brought it up. I said, guys, let's take a look at this trading statement. A little bit confusing, really, but they did sell a huge business, which turned the business from a loss of about 400 cents per share the previous quarter to a profit of about 80 cents. But share price not responding massively positively, but certainly up 6.8%, 3.45 rand. But let's keep in mind, this share was once 100 rand and probably circa 2010.
Yeah, okay, and hasn't gone to become a small cap, but it's certainly not the greatest trader, and has fallen out of favor. What else on the upside and downside?
Yeah, I mean, generally, just as you're coming through to the, there's not a lot of stories really. The market really tracking sideways, really.
Sibanye looks like the one that you always talk about. It's a trader's dream. About 8% higher today.
Yeah, it's breaking my heart. They're up 7.5% by the date, 12.10 rand. I sold the last of my stock at 11.15 rand, and it fell back to below 11 then into the same day, and it was just as you're patting yourself on the back. But that's a lesson that these gold shares teach you, is that they are for trading and not for investing. But I mean, from, you know, this is the month of January, obviously the 1st of February today, but we've seen a low this month of 9.60 rand. Headlines were making, you know, the unions were all striking. Sibanye's in trouble. You just had a massive improvement in the gold price, the palladium price, and all of that. Markets have got a short memory. It's forgotten. They're trading at 12.10 rand, doing about 21 million shares today. That's about 260 million rand. So a huge improvement. So Sibanye in our top five up today.
Okay, we'll come to a few more just in a moment, but let me do the numbers. The JSE closed the week like this. Well, the major indexes that we look at anyway. Banks down 3/4, financials down 1/3, industrials down 0.2%, retailers were up just a bit. Resources stocks were 0.6% higher, gold shares led by Sibanye up 1.8%, platinum's up very, very slightly. The all share itself 0.4% weaker, 53,953, and the value traded $18.4 billion. Rand has had a good week, 13.36 against the US dollar currently, 17.46 against the British pound, 15.32 against the euro dollar 114.60. The gold price down $1 to $13.18, platinum up $7 to $8.30 an ounce, and the oil price up $47 to $61.70. Dow Jones, as the JSE closed, up about 0.25%, and in London, the FTSE, as the JSE closed, up about 1/3. Greg, elsewhere, Ital Tile, their results are coming out next week, I think it is, or something like that, at least in the first half of February. Is there anything going on there? Because it seems to be on the board more or less every day.
Yeah, I don't mean to be a conspiracy theorist, but yeah, it's either up or on the up or down board. But did I see somebody took 9,000 shares down about 4 o'clock this afternoon, 15 Rand 49. That was up from 15 Rand 14. So taking the share up 10%. But I think it probably the message here is some of these more illiquid counters, it's sort of counting against them that the shares aren't that liquid. Total of 42,000 shares today, trading 621,000 Rand. If you an institutional fund manager and you're looking at investing in a stock like that, that would be an impediment, because you're saying to yourself, if I've got 5 million shares which I need to sell, I can only sell 600,000 shares a day without putting the share under pressure. So that's been a problem with these small accounts. It has got a market cap of 20 billion, but just so illiquid, some of these smaller ones.
Yeah, Brait was up nearly 3%, Roynat up about 4%. British American Tobacco, 2% better, Greg, one of the mega stocks on the JSE. You still like this one?
It's a huge relief, and it is a stock that sort of got its haters and its fans, really. But really had a strong performance this week, starting the week at 420 Rand, and we were, I must be honest, I was on the point of capitulating. I sort of said to myself, if it goes below 400, I'll have to implement a stop loss. But 475 Rand, a lot of US hedge funds have got targets of 530 and higher. So just what the market really needed on that side. And as you say, up another 2% today.
On the downside, Motus, CAP, Telkom, Sokol Sun, and Naspers down 2 2/3%. A lot of people talking Naspers going back to all-time record highs as well, Greg.
Yeah, a lot of fans in Naspers. share down 95 rand today, so down 3%. Quite a poor performance. I think over the month of February, the most interesting thing, I think the 27th of February, MultiChoice is going to be unbundled from NASPAS. It's a one-for-one distribution. Talking to overseas hedge fund managers that are owning NASPAS, I'm saying to them, what are your plans for your stake, which you're going to get in MultiChoice? Most of them seem to be a seller. It's not something that they've chosen to own. They've been gifted it, unbundled from NASPAS. So it's going to be interesting. I've seen targets of 130 rand to 200 rand on MultiChoice from various different parties. So it's going to be very interesting. It's going to be a dividend payer, probably from 2020.
Greg, thanks so much for your time this evening and all week. Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow.